Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct. Coming to you out of Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making, and I have an announcement. Our lines, phone lines are down. If you want to make a comment or ask a question, text it. Text it to 844-967-2789. We apologize, the phone lines are down. We have a new studio. We're broadcasting out of Waukesha as well, and linking Madison and Waukesha together is requiring more work. So we're open for texts right now. Great staff, they're doing their best. Text to 844-967-2789. Sam, I understand we have a text from Dan of Madison. What does Dan have to say for himself?
Well, he has a question for you, Matt. He's asking, what do you think about the idea of letting Ukraine become
Russia's
next...
Okay, Sam, I can't hear you.
Oh. Can you hear me
now?
Okay,
well, apparently we're having communications even here, difficulties. So when Sam is able to get me that message, Dan, I will respond to your comment or question. We're going back to Ukraine. There is a dispute in the Senate right now that is unworthy of us. It's unworthy of the Congress. It's fighting over aid to Ukraine, if you can imagine that. Ukraine has asked for and is going to be given $6.4 billion for humanitarian relief and military relief. And here is the dispute. And I'll tell you where I come down from this, on this. The dispute is that part of that $6.4 billion, of course, is for military equipment, javelins and stingers and that kind of thing. Ammunition, guns. The portion of it that is for military purposes, some Democrats want it taken out of the defense bill that was passed for the United States itself, a $750 billion bill. Some of the Republicans do not want it to come out of that. They'll authorize it, but it has to be in addition to that. In other words, it would not reduce American defense spending. I come down strongly in the camp of the moderate Democrats who want that not coming out of our defense bill, but in addition, get it to them right now. There are people on the left in the Democratic Party who thought that our defense bill was too high. I do not. I'm a Navy veteran, and I am on the executive board of the Navy League of Milwaukee. When I was in the Navy, it was a long time ago, I admit, but our goal was 400 ships, 400-ship Navy. Now we have about 270 ships. Let me tell you something. Everybody says, oh, we spend so much on defense. Yes, we do. And why do you think we have a free country and a prosperous country? Principally, our values and our Constitution, our history, the integrity of our people, of course. But history tells us that if you can't defend yourself, history is full of people like Putin, full of people like Putin. Comment that was made, I think, is great, is, quote, we are waking up after a 75-year holiday vacation from history. What happened between 1945 and now is, in a sense, historically abnormal. We have been so predominant, nobody could challenge us, and the Putins couldn't come to the fore. Now they're starting to come to the fore. This is not the time to take money out of our defense budget. So my word to Schumer, I'm sure his head's in the right place. Whatever pressure you're getting from the left, knock it off. Get that $6.4 billion to Ukraine right now, and none of it coming out of our defense budget. Okay, Sam, can you hear me now?
Yeah, Matt, can you hear me?
I sure can. Thank you, Sam. Amazing. Sam is terrific, by the way. This is not Sam's fault.
Sam,
I'm not an electrical engineer, and Sam isn't either. So the point is, these phone glitches, what are you going to do? So, Sam, what does Dan and Madison have to say for himself?
Well, he's wondering, what do you think about the idea of letting Ukraine become Russia's next Afghanistan? Would that make Putin even weaker if we just support Ukraine and let them defeat Russia?
Great question. Here's the thing. A couple of things. Number one, if it gets to that, if Russia does go in and just bombs them and we don't do anything about it, there's still going to be an insurgency. We and the CIA, when I say we, I mean our CIA and our military, we're still going to have CIA and special forces training them elsewhere, getting them back in, giving them weapons. So they will be like Afghanistan. Secondly, however, remember something. We don't necessarily want it to get to that. We would like to see Russia not there. And that's why I think there should be a no-fly zone. And we should ramp up the sanctions to where it hurts. Knock off the buying of oil and natural gas from Russia, us and the EU now. When they're stripped of money, in addition to everything else, they collapse. The rabble will drag Putin out of his spider hole, and he will disappear under the boots of the rabble. But as long as there's some money going over there, he can sneak around. The other thing is, there's no comparison between Afghanistan and Ukraine. Ukraine is a modern European country, believes in the separation of church and state, aspires to be in the EU and NATO. And from what I can see, because I've never been to Kiev, I've never been to Ukraine, but I have been to Romania, Serbia, Croatia, Hungary, I've been to Slovakia, I've been to the Czech Republic, been to all those places, and I've seen those cities. Those cities in Eastern Europe are magnificent. They're beautiful, and that's what Ukraine reminds me of. Ukraine, what's going on is, I suppose you could call it, they have separation of church and state, but a predominant church is the Ukrainian Catholic Church. Putin went in when Russia occupied Hungary, Poland, Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania. They persecuted Western churches, Catholic and Protestant. The cardinal in Budapest after the invasion in 1956 lived in our embassy for years, because if he stepped out on the street, the Russians would get him and torture him. They are now using Chechens to go in and do the same thing in Ukraine. There's a guy named Ramzan Kadyrov, a vicious individual. Chechnya is a Islamic portion of Russia. They are absolutely vicious and brutal, and they believe in jihad. And Putin has brought them in to assassinate Zelensky. That's the latest word coming out of the media. And Russian, or I should say Ukrainian special forces intercepted them and killed some of them. And they killed Ramzan Kadyrov's chief general. One peculiarity of Ramzan Kadyrov is that he has a special hatred for LGBT people. I don't know why. But when he's bored and there isn't anybody else to kidnap, he will kidnap LGBT people in Chechnya and torture them. And he gets physical pleasure out of that. This guy is not human. He should not be treated as human. I think the Ukrainians should understand that if they, any Chechen that they see in Ukraine should be killed immediately. Okay, Sam, you're wiggling your thumbs. Is there another text?
Yes, sir. we have Josh from Madison with a two-part question on Ukraine for ya. His first one is, what more can we do against Russia if we find out if they're committing war crimes? And then he asks, doesn't a no-fly zone just drastically increase the risk of the exchange of nuclear weapons?
Thank you, Joshua Matt. It's an excellent thing. And let me just get to you. Number one, what should we do if he's committing war crimes? He is committing war crimes. He deployed a vacuum bomb against a preschool up in northeastern Ukraine. And he has bombed hospitals and he's bombed residential areas. That's a war crime with cluster bombs, war crime. That is genocide. That's what, genocide is a war crime. And that's why I've said that Biden on this show should push back the Texas Hold'em gamesmanship concept of all in. Putin went all in, say, I'm going to Ukraine. Don't stop me or I'll use nuclear weapons. Biden went back all in on him and said, if you go anywhere in NATO, you're going to get all of our military might, including nuclear weapons. Putin backed down. Now we can do a modification of that. We can say, we said we wouldn't go into Ukraine, but we're not going to tolerate genocide and war crimes. So Putin, get the Chechens out of there, and we're going to put a no-fly zone over Ukraine, simply to deter genocide and war crimes. I'm sure you didn't intend to commit genocide and war crimes, so this will help you out. Get out of there. Now, what is Putin going to do? Putin, if he was going to launch nuclear weapons, he could have done it when Biden went all in against him and said, if you set foot in NATO, we'll do X and so forth. I think the time to have done it that would have been better would have been back when he hadn't yet gone in, as he was building up his forces in early January. But back then, Biden didn't have buy-in from the EU. He did not have buy-in from the EU. And the unification of the EU was critical in this. Biden has gone as far as he can, as long as he has the EU with him. And so would the EU agree to a no-fly zone? I don't know. I doubt it, because they've already scrapped the idea of giving planes. You know, why are you giving javelins and stingers and not planes to Ukraine? They've asked for planes. Let them fly out of some neighboring country. And right now, there's going to be war crimes. There's going to be genocide. We should not tolerate that. And I'll get back to the comparison with Afghanistan after. Josh, thanks for calling in. We're going to a break. Lines are open. Paul Nelson, our lines are down. You've got to text me. I can't get you on the phone. 844-967-2789. Let more back after. Go and tell that midnight rider. I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called.